Unit 2. Listening, page 14. Speaker 1. Jane Milton.
I love being able to work out what a client needs and do it. And I love, you know, having an idea for a new food product for them and then seeing it, you know, in a supermarket, or writing something and then having loads of emails from people because they've used that recipe so much and they can't believe how easy it was, or a whole lot of different things.
Speaker 2. Amanda Hamilton.
I absolutely thrive on the freedom, just being able to make, you know, my own choices. It is, as you said, a lifestyle choice, although you probably end up working slightly more hours than you did working for a corporation. But you sort of somehow don't mind those longer hours because it's fulfilling. It's you know, your own project, your own baby. And there's also a sense of pride, I think, when you can make your own decisions.
Speaker 3. Rob Liu.
We do recruitment, and we also do career coaching that's targeting the Chinese-speaking job seekers in the UK. It's a lot of challenge, so it's quite interesting because I quite like the sort of people element of it. You see people sort of improve really within a quite short time sometimes. That's very inspiring, I think. It's good to get to see people making positive changes in their life.
Speaker 4. Adam Evans.
So that is my long-term aim, to make every single individual in this 30, you know, in this team of 30, to be the best. Whether it's people who work in marketing, or whether it's somebody who's doing the paperwork, or whether it's somebody who visits, or it's an area manager. And so while they're doing the day-to-day business, what I'm doing is I'm building and getting their future ready. So when they arrive, there's a job there for them. And that's what I enjoy. That's one of the main things.
Speaker 5. Harriet Barber.
I like the diversity of projects because we always work with different clients and on different projects. We also work on very large-scale projects, so we're working on things like Crossrail and the Olympics and lots of urban generation in London. So it's exciting to see like how these projects are progressing and all of the effort that goes into them, that sort of thing. So that's really nice to see.